This week, we've seen the first day of school in some districts across the country. And for the second year in a row, we are starting school in a pandemic. In states like Florida and Arkansas, schools are banned from requiring masks. This is cases of the Delta variant surge, mainly among unvaccinated people. And that includes children. Those under 12 are not authorized for the vaccine, and COVID cases are rising among young people. For more, let's bring in Dr. Peter Hotez. He's dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine and co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. He's on Skype with us. Dr. Hotez, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, before we get into what's happening at schools, I want to ask, what are you seeing at your hospital as far as children and COVID?
Well, here at our Texas Medical Center, unfortunately, our intensive care units and hospital beds are filling up, particularly with young people. So we're starting to see this steep acceleration. And the difference compared to last year when we also had a southern summer surge is we're seeing many more young people. So the median age has gone way down. You know, we're seeing a lot of people in their 30s and even younger than that, including adolescents. And unfortunately, we're also seeing our pediatric intensive care unit beds fill up.
Mm. Now, we have heard of hospital administrators saying some of theirs, many in the southern part of the country, who are full and don't have the beds, particularly pediatric beds. Have you spoken to, you know, hospital leaders with some of those anecdotes?
We have, and it's clear that this is going to be a huge issue because we're still early in our southern epidemic. And now again, once again, with schools opening, the big issue there is we've not given our kids all the tools they need to succeed. We have very low vaccination rates among the adolescents, very different from the north. So in many of the southern states, only 20-25% of the teenagers 12 to 17 are vaccinated, three or four times higher than that in many of the northern states. And that's where the big disparity comes. So the difference between older adults who are vaccinated is not too different from the south and the north. The north is doing better, but it's not that big difference. Where the bottom falls out are the young people who are essentially unvaccinated across the south.
Mm, yeah. And as you're saying, a high school question, as well as middle school and elementary school. What are we learning about this Delta variant and particularly its impact on kids? Are kids more likely to get this? Are they likely to get more sick than the previous one?
Well, this is all being discussed because we're trying to figure it out in real time. It's clear that Delta is far more aggressive in terms of being infectious and transmissible than anything we've seen before. And so a number of us think what's happening is it's just basically creating a firestorm across the South among the unvaccinated, and young people and kids are getting swept up in this. There is some suggestion that the severity of illness is actually worse because of Delta, although that's still not a hard call, whether it's just the sheer volume of the number of people being infected.
Yeah. What kinds of decisions are educators and parents facing now, right? We have school that has begun or just about to begin in many states.
As far as I can tell, the only way this is going to work with a virus that's so transmissible is to insist that everybody in the classroom is masked. And I don't think that's such a big deal to ask. And then anyone who's vaccine eligible gets vaccinated. That means mandating vaccinations in the middle schools and high schools. And really nobody's been talking about that. Everyone is so focused on the masks that we miss, I think, our most powerful weapon, which is to go to all the kids and teachers and bus drivers vaccinated.
Now, there is, of course, this being such a political issue, a likely reality perhaps in some states, that these mandates, these requirements are not going to happen this semester. So I guess given what we've learned in the last year and a half, and if we assume that in some school districts and some states we're not going to have these mandates, what will we likely, unfortunately, see in the coming months?
Well, you know, Mother Nature has already told us what she has in store for us. They opened up classes in Mississippi a week or two ago, and they had to shut right back down because of so much COVID, and same in Arkansas. And I think, you know, that's the piece that none of the elected officials down here talk about. They're saying they all want in-person classes. they don't set up the conditions to make it plausible or feasible. And then everybody is surprised when they say, hey, everybody's sick now. We've got to go back to virtual learning again. I don't want to see that happen. So, but we've got to be grownups and say, look, if we really want our kids to be successful, this is what we have to do. That is the reality.
Dr. Peter Hotez, he's dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine and co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. Thanks again, Dr. Hotez.
Thanks so much.